Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 610, How to Overcome Social Anxiety, Part 1 by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blog posts to you every day, including weekends, with permission from the authors, all to help myself with my social anxiety. And as of the time of this recording, this is the number 2 podcast in health, which is crazy to me. That's an Apple podcast, by the way. That's based mostly off new subscribers. So if you're new here, thank you so much for subscribing. It means a lot. And if you enjoy the show, I'd love it if you get someone else to subscribe. It's one of the best ways to support the show. Now, today's episode is about social anxiety, which I think everyone experiences from time to time, some more than others, like me, for example. Fun fact, one of the main reasons I started this podcast was because I wanted to speak more and try to help my social and performance anxiety. So this post was picked kind of for selfish reasons, but I'm sure there'll be parts that help you too, even if you don't get anxiety. Oh, and it's on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then the rest tomorrow. All right, that's enough of an intro, so let's get right to part 1 of the post as we optimize your life. How to Overcome Social Anxiety, Part 1 by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You're at a party and you only know one person and he's off talking to someone else. So you just sit in the corner and play Candy Crush on your phone while wishing for a time machine to jump you to the end of the party. Or you're on a first date with someone and it seems like everything you say is worthy of its own post on Reddit subgroup Cringe. Or you're at a networking event with the opportunity to let people know about your business, but you're too nervous to even make eye contact with anyone without hyperventilating. Unless you're some sort of charismatic prodigy, these scenes should be incredibly familiar to you. But when you really think about it, it doesn't really make any sense. All of us have a certain area of our lives where we're really comfortable. Maybe it's around our family or a close group of friends. When we're there, we feel totally at home and at ease. We can tell long stories, crack the funniest jokes, and always have something to say. So why do we melt into an awkward mess when encountering strangers? The invisible scripts of social anxiety. We're defined by invisible scripts, the unseen and unspoken things we tell ourselves that impact our everyday lives. These scripts are so deeply embedded that we don't even realize they guide our attitudes and behaviors. You probably know a few right now without even realizing it. Things like, after college, I need to get married, buy a house, and have kids. Or, I need to find a cushy office job and work there until I'm retired. Or, having more Twitter followers means more people like me. Or, I need to follow my passion to find my dream job. And when it comes to social anxiety, it's often caused by these invisible scripts. That's why we see so many people hide behind platitudes like, I'm an introvert, that's why I suck at talking to people. I used to believe in the exact same scripts, but I learned the systems to demolish those mental barriers. How? Simple. I fought invisible scripts with an invisibility cloak. The invisibility cloak concept. Let's rewind all the way back to Halloween when I was in high school. I was a skinny, awkward Indian kid who was defined by a bunch of invisible scripts like, I'm not the kind of person who's in student council, and I'm not a cool jock athlete, and I'm not the most confident guy at school. That is until one fateful Halloween when my school hosted a haunted house. I was tasked with working there, which meant I had to wear a mask and cape to scare people. And I turned into a completely different person. I started running around acting crazy, scaring people, and doing all these things I would never do if it were just me wearing normal clothes. I felt unleashed and free. Why? Because I also felt safe. Years later, as I started to try and improve my social skills, I realized the benefit of what I learned wearing that mask. Wearing the mask gave me the safety and security to try different things that I would never have tried without it. I didn't have to change who I was, just the way I acted. That's why I call it the invisibility cloak. No, I didn't get the idea from Harry Potter. It's almost like you're wearing a cloak that allows you to be invisible and cover up certain parts of you. Of course, you don't want to walk up to someone at a party wearing a Freddy Krueger mask and say, "Greetings, do you like what you're drinking?" You might end up with a mask full of pepper spray and a restraining order. But if you apply the framework mentally, you can do wonders. Before you go into a conference, party, networking event, whatever, mentally put on your cloak and ask yourself, "Who am I going to be today? What is my behavior going to reflect?" You might choose to be a gregarious, friendly, outgoing person. When you do, you're not going to change who you are on the inside, just the way you behave. You'll start to notice that you start going up to people and introducing yourself. You'll start engaging in conversations and cracking jokes with complete strangers. And once you do this enough, your attitude will match your behavior. You don't have to commit to this behavior forever, just for this night. The invisibility cloak allows us to feel one way and behave another. It's a weird concept, but it works remarkably well. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled "How to Overcome Social Anxiety" by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I'll keep this ending super short for this weekend, but really quick, please get someone else to subscribe to this show if you're getting value from it. It's a great way to help someone else out. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. Maybe someone who has social anxiety or who's into minimalism or life optimization or likes audiobooks. A lot of people could benefit. Showing them how to subscribe would be the best way to do that. And bonus points if you can get them to subscribe in Apple Podcasts on an iPhone or iPad. Thank you for listening through to the end. Have a great Saturday, and I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.